Sometimes Neil Gill for breakfast doesn't all fit in between 6 and 9 each morning.
So this is where we put the extra bits. All the bits you may have missed. Neil Gill for breakfast.
The podcast. Anytime you want on Listener.
And thanks for your company on the Triple M Central West Breakfast Podcast. And coming up on today's episode, we're going to be catching up with Andrew Poole. He's the president of the Woodbridge Cup, the Blaney Tens competition. It's a prelim to the Woodbridge Cup proper, and it's going to be a big weekend out at King George Oval. Blaney, we'll catch up with Pulley. Also, we're heading out to the lovely town of Narromine. The Dolly Parton Festival, which happens in spring, is coming up, but there's a bit of a concern about some sponsorship. So we'll catch up with one of the volunteer organisers, Jenny Ballhausen from Narromine, talking about the Dolly Parton Festival. Now, recently, ladies and gentlemen, I had the good fortune and the very humbling experience of heading out to the Ronald McDonald House right here in Orange. It's out at the Bloomfield Precinct there, and it is a truly remarkable facility. Ronald McDonald Houses are right around the nation, and we are so very fortunate to have one here in Orange. And whilst it might not be something that people from Orange would use themselves directly, it certainly does help people who have to come here from around the district for medical help. And joining us online, it's the executive officer. She was also my tour guide recently when I visited, from the Ronald McDonald House here in Orange. Beck Walsh, what a truly remarkable facility that we have here.
We certainly do. And thank you for coming out and allowing us that opportunity to show you around. We're very proud and, as you said, humbled to have a Ronald McDonald House here in Orange that serves families from right across Western New South Wales. And when we think about child and adolescent mental health, serves families from 100% of New South Wales.
Yeah, wow. The facility itself, it's 8 rooms, and you can house a family in those rooms. With certain exceptions and limits, of course, with the amount of people and beds, etc. But one thing that I did notice is you've got every single base covered. When your child or your partner is being whisked away in an ambulance, you don't have time to think about toothbrushes, phone chargers, can of deodorant, whatever else it might be that you need.
That's exactly right. And that's one of the things that we try to do is to preempt the things that families are going to need. And right across the charity, whether it's Australia or the Central West or globally, that is one of the key things that we need to do is, and it, as you said, if you're coming here in a hurry, what are the things that you're not going to bring? And that's going to be your toiletry pack. That's going to be your phone charger. So to have those simple things here that we take for granted day in, day out is really important for our families. And I do remember recently someone saying to me that their family had experienced Ronald McDonald House for over 6 months. And his exact words were, "I like the fact that Ronald McDonald House meant I didn't have to think."
Yeah, that's right. You go there, there's your room and everything you need, from food, water, as we said, phone chargers, it's all there. And if you are in this position, and God forbid anyone would ever have to be in this position, but if it does happen, and it does ultimately for some people, it's just great to know that this service is there, not only in Orange. For example, if your child had to go to Westmead, there's a Ronald McDonald House there, which is significantly bigger, of course, than our one here.
That's exactly right. And each of the houses is unique based on the hospital that it partners with. Mm. So for our house here, the families that come through are families that have got a child under the age of 18. They might be going into paediatrics. They might be having ear, nose and throat surgery. They might be coming through for fracture clinic. And then also our mums pre-birth, when they're designated as a high-risk pregnancy, they can come and stay pre-birth with their families if baby goes into special care nursery. And then for our families that are coming through seeking specialist treatment for their child at the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Unit. So there's many families that do travel through to Orange that may not know that they are eligible that actually are. And that's one of our key messages that we're trying to get out there is that don't forget about Ronald McDonald House. If you're coming through and you've got a child seeking treatment or you're a pregnant mum, you're eligible.
Yeah, that's right. And there's a common misconception that Ronald McDonald House looks after children with cancer.
That's right. And as I mentioned before, it's based on the services of the hospital that you reside next to. Mm. And here in Orange, we don't have the paediatric oncology. but we've got so many other wonderful health services here that enable families to be able to come through to what is a magnificent health hub. And those families, we want to make sure that we're looking after them here at Ronald McDyer House.
It's staffed by 2.5 full-time staff plus a swag of volunteers.
Yes, volunteers are the heart of our house. They're the heartbeat of our house, actually, and they enable us to keep the doors open here 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. They're integral to absolutely everything that we do, from the operations through to them bringing families in the doors after hours. We can't do it without our beautiful volunteers.
Okay. There's always a need for more volunteers as well.
That's correct. Always a need. People have things going on in their lives. They go on holidays. So we're always looking out for new volunteers to help us out. And we love expanding our volunteer family. We've got an absolutely wonderful group of people that come in. They're dedicated. They're absolutely passionate people about this charity. But we're always looking for more people to come in and help us support our families.
Okay. In what capacity do people come and volunteer? So when, if I was to become a volunteer, what would I be doing on a daily basis or over the course of my shift?
So there's a couple of different roles. I guess the three key roles that we have here at the house is administration, so supporting the back office side of the house, orientating families, doing certain computer work. Then we've got housekeeping. So you saw how beautiful and clean our house is. Mm. The majority of our housekeeping is done by volunteers. So they'll clean our communal spaces. They'll turn a room over. So once a family exits, turn that room over so the next family coming in has a beautiful made-up room ready. And then we have our overnight volunteers who come in about 6 p.m. at night and they finish up to 8 a.m. in the morning, and they're here for if the phone rings during the night and a family needs to come in. And they're also here to make sure that everything is right during the house after hours and make sure our families have settled in well.
Yep. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to find out more information, Beck, what should people do? Contact you?
Give the house a call on 6363 1960 or reach out to us through our socials. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and we're on LinkedIn.
Ronald McDonald House Charities, ladies and gentlemen, they've got a big year coming up this year, and we'll give you more of that information as we move throughout the year. Always nice to chat, Beck. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Neil. You have a lovely day.
Neil Gill for Breakfast.
The podcast.
Let's go to Narromine right now, and we're talking about the Dolly Parton Festival. It's coming up later this year. But the organisers are hard at it and planning is well underway. And joining us, it is one of the organising committee, and they are volunteers. And joining us online, Jenny Ballhausen, third year now. How are the first two gone?
Awesome. Oh, my God. Just smashed expectations in so many ways. The first year obviously blew us away because we did not know what to expect. We were walking around going, can you believe what we've done? Can you believe what a group of 12 volunteers have pulled together? Last year, we did put some high expectations on ourselves because we knew we had to jump that bar we'd set, and we believed we did it. We had an awesome night. It was just a little bit hot. The weather wasn't particularly working with us, but it was fantastic. And again, we're setting that bar high to have an awesome third year to try and put it really in place and well and truly on the map of festivals.
Yeah, absolutely right. We do a pretty good job out here in the Central West, that's for sure. Of course,
oh, don't we?
Parks with their Elvis shenanigans. And then if Dolly can take pride of place at Narromine, I'll tell you what, she's a big artist. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, she is. And not only is she a fantastic artist, her values and what she does for the community is just incredible. You know, she gives away millions of dollars. She gives away, I'm a teacher in my real life, and the way she supports literacy, including in Australia with her Imagination program, is just amazing. And, yeah, she is just a credit to the human race.
Yeah, absolutely right. And, you know, she's getting to the latter part of her days and she's still going strong and just still a fantastic performer. Of course, you know, 9 to 5, that iconic movie as well. I guess that features fairly prominently at the festival.
Oh, yes, that and Jolene. They're the two favourites that get everybody up, and I think we all know all the words well and truly.
Yeah, absolutely right. Now, festivals like this need sponsors. And at the moment, your organising committee are out there looking for sponsors for this event.
Absolutely. And that's the awkward conversation we need to have with our wider community, is that these things don't just happen. Look, we've got the volunteers, we have the support in kind, but we do need financial partners and sponsors to help us put it on. They're not cheap, let's be honest, they're not cheap. We've got performers, we've got staging, we've got lighting, we've got sound, and you've got to have high quality to make the festival work. And they actually don't come cheaply. There's all then the things you've got to think about, having fencing and toilets, you know, right down to the, you know, thumbtacks. So what we are doing is we're putting a call out for any businesses that feel that they align with the qualities and values of Dolly to get in touch with us, come on board and be one of our significant financial partners, and we will love you with, you know, undying gratitude forever. And we will certainly work with you to promote your business alongside our Dolly Festival.
Yeah, absolutely right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like more information or would like to get in touch with Jenny and her team, call me on 133353 and I'll sit you in the right direction there. Narromine, the Dolly Parton Festival coming up on the 12th of October this year. And Narromine, if you're not sure where it is, just half an hour out of Dubbo?
Absolutely, not even that on a good day. And look, with the improved roadworks, we're down to about 20 minutes now because there's not extended 80K signs. We're a beautiful little town. We're very supportive. The street party that we have during the day really showcases what our town is all about. And then we have the concert in the evening where we have our performers. So it's a whole day out and it is just gorgeous. You can make it a 3-week trip even. You can go to Corinda and do David Bowie, come to Dolly on the 12th and then finish up with ABBA on the 19th. So you can have a fantastic couple of weeks out west. And we would encourage again, please, anyone who would like to support our festival, we'd really love to hear from you. Check out our website so you can actually see what we're about as well. But as you said too, Neil, if they could get in contact with you and you pass on our details, we'd be hugely appreciative. And we look forward to working with some amazing people for our 2024 Dolly Parton Festival.
Yeah, fantastic. Jenny Bullhouse is on the line with us from Narromine this morning. It's going to be a great event once again this year, ladies and gentlemen. And that website, dollyfestivalnarromine.com, you can find out more info there. Jenny, good to chat. We'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Look forward to it. Thanks, Neil.
Neil Gill for breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 6
on Orange and the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. This is the podcast edition.
Now, a big, big game, or several games of rugby league will be happening. It's part of the Blaney Tens, which is on this Saturday, and joining us online from the Woodbridge Cup, it's President Andrew Paul. Saturday, what is happening out at King George Oval?
We have the Woodbridge Cup Under-18 Sevens Tournament and the Woodbridge Cup First Grade Tens Tournament. So it was a regular on the calendar for a good decade or so at the start of the 2000s, and then it went off the calendar for a little while, but we had clubs looking for a trial and struggling to get trials, and the Tens is also an opportunity to get all those players that haven't done their rego registered on the day, the morning before, and get them ready for the season ahead. So it sort of kills a couple of birds with one stone.
Okay. Talk to me about the format, firstly for the under-18s and the sevens. What are we dealing with here in terms of game duration, etc.?
Oh, pretty exciting rugby league. Kicks off at 9:30 a.m. In the under-18s, it looks like we've got clubs from Blaney, Molong, Warriors, which is the Orange Warriors, Canoundra, Grenfell, Trundle and Cowra. Cowra are going to split and field two sides just for the day to even the draw. And they're exactly what it says, sevens. So it's seven-minute halves. And everyone plays three games and then we go into a final and... yeah, it's a good, pretty good rugby league early on.
Okay, and then for the first grade, what have you got? Who's coming?
Everyone's coming. We've got 13 clubs. Everybody's there. The Tens is actually really good football, and the only way to describe it is it's just better than nines. Like, nines is like nines, tens. You've got the extra player on the field, yeah. And it sort of gets a bit closer to a game of rugby league, and coaches can... set up a few set plays and positions and whatever they like. So, yes, we've got all 13 clubs. They kick off at 11:30. Final is in the twilight, 4:35. Usually run about 20 minutes late by the end of the day, so it'll be 5 o'clock kick-off for the final.
And I guess by looking at the first grade 10s competition, might get some early ideas to form for the Woodbridge Cup competition proper?
Big form, I'd say, especially we sort of graded it on last year's performances, but then you've got clubs like Molong, they take on Canandra very early. Molong's form last year will be nothing like this year. They've got a lot of their local juniors that have been away playing first grade at other clubs have come back to roost, speak, at Molong. So I'll be looking for a lot out of them. Peak Hill have got a brand new captain coach, local junior coming back to try and copy the feats of his grandfather and that before him. Manildra will be strong again. Cower and Blaney, no one's really seen, but they are very eager in their first foray into Woodbridge Cup in 2024 after coming across from Group 10 Reserve Grade. So pretty exciting day, I reckon.
Yep, all right. Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, King George Oval starts early and goes right through till 4:35 when the 10s final will be on. Andrew Paul's with us, the president of the Woodbridge Cup. Mate, as always, thanks for your time and the update. We'll catch you soon.
Great to talk to you, mate. Bye.
Neil Gill for breakfast.
Anytime you want on Listener.
And that concludes this week's episode of the Triple M Central West podcast. Thank you very much for joining us and join us again next week for what will no doubt be as equally informative and entertaining for you. You can find it all right here on the Listener app or join me weekday mornings on Orange and the Central West's 105.1 Triple M.
Neil Gill for breakfast.
Anytime you want on Listener.
And 6 to 9 weekdays on Orange and the Central West's 105.1 Triple M.